This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're going to stand there and take a projectile in the rear end.
Not going to stand there. He's going to respond to it. And then Joe West is going to get mad that he responded to it, I guess. I don't know.
Come on.
Next couple hours means Lawrence Holmes on these airwaves with much to discuss. How are you?
I'm doing really well. I thought Jason Benetti yesterday was dynamite.
He was.
Dynamite.
He absolutely was.
In his handling of the situation. And look, when you're in the booth with a guy like Steve Stone, you have to pick your spots on when you're going to assert yourself because you got one of the best analysts in the world. And I thought that Benetti was like, no, I got this one, Stoney. Let me speak on this for the way that people are changing their views on this subject in baseball. And I thought that he was dead on in his assessment of everything that happened yesterday. The whole thing is ridiculous. It's so ridiculous that I'm going to break one of my rules, that is to talk about something while something is going on. Like to talk about the White Sox the White Sox are playing.
Instead of counter-programming.
Sure. Yeah, instead of doing counter-programming on it. It just, I'm so tired of it. And part of the reason that I'm tired of it, and there is no zealot like the converted. I was one of these dudes.
Gave the same speech earlier.
I didn't know. I didn't realize.
I was one of these. Ask my teammates in college. They'll tell you. I was one of these dudes. I was baseball police. I was one of these guys that didn't have as much fun playing the game as I should. What? Why are you laughing?
I was just thinking back to you because you guys played at much, much higher levels than I did and were better at it anyway. But I was just remembering, I bat flipped a double in Babe Ruth ball once.
Why not?
I didn't hit a lot. So
I was never a good enough player to celebrate anything. I was happy to get hit by a pitch.
That's what I'm saying. I was terrible.
I didn't celebrate really at all. And someone asked me yesterday, they were like, when you played, did you ever call a purpose pitch? And I said, yes. I actually called a purpose pitch on an umpire. I called an intentional cross-up on an umpire that was squeezing my pitcher.
You came a long way then.
That's awesome.
Like, that is.
That's how big of a Neanderthal I was I played.
That's McCannish.
He's got good McCannish.
Guilty. I'll be Black McCann. I'm absolutely was
a
that
code
dude.
Red on an up.
Man.
And I was told, six, if you let another one get back here,
right,
you're gone. And I was like, okay.
Sorry.
Got a point across, though, didn't I?
Did you see the tweet from Dale Murphy?
No. What did Dale Murphy have to say about this subject?
This is at Dale Murphy 3. This is the verified account. Apparently, today's generation of MLB players didn't get my memo that declared, quote, acts of celebration and happiness, unquote, have been given the green light both by the hitter and the pitcher, please post in all clubhouses, signed Dale Murphy, Commissioner, Past Generation MLB.
Yes. Hell yes.
That's what we need more of.
Yeah.
And the thing is that it's not the league anymore. The league, and we'll go through some of this, the league itself last year, before the playoffs started, put out this Let the Kids Play minute-long promo with actual baseball announcers saying, oh, you can't do that, and you can't do this, and you can't do that. And them kind of going, yeah, you can. Watch all these great celebrations and our intriguing, young, exciting players in the game.
So when we had Benetti on earlier this morning, he mentioned that he'd talked to Brad Keller before, the guy who hit Tim Anderson. Seems like a pretty nice guy. He's friends with this guy. He's friends with that guy. And Benetti wouldn't rule out that he was told to go hit him, which happens a lot.
Especially by that guy.
But that's
especially
the thing.
Especially by Dale Swaim and Ned Yost.
You've got institutions that are set against the way the league wants to play, the way the kids want to play, the way a generation of people want to watch the game get played. It's a problem.
Yes, it's a big one, and it goes back a really long way. And so, you know, I'm I've been doing a little research on stuff like this for the last few months. And what I think is always been interesting about baseball is that baseball has been big on exportation. Mm-hmm. It's been huge on that. We want to give our game to other countries and let them enjoy it.
Oh, it's self-congratulatory when it yes. comes to their multinationalism.
100%. And before that, it was, well, look, we were ahead of the curve on race in America. Look what we did before the civil rights movement. We brought Jackie Robinson into the league, and
when we finally let black people play,
right? We are one of the engines, and they can lay a proper claim to pushing civil rights in America forward. They can lay a claim to that, but sure. they've also patted themselves on the back for it. The problem is when you export something, and then the return on that export, the import is the players that you're going to procure. You have to accept the cultural import that happened because of your export. So you sent the game to the Caribbean. You sent the game to Korea. And guess what you got back? You got back bat flips. You got back celebrations. You got back joy.
And you're pushing back against it. But that's the thing.
But see, the thing, and I'm going to try and draw a separation here, because I don't think the league itself is doing that. I think that it's so ingrained in the player population of baseball.
Yes.
That, and the league is telling you, they are giving the messaging from the league is, no, guys, this is what we want.
Lawrence, you could have a really serious conversation about some significant forces at work, not just in this country, but in other countries. This gets to the rise of populism. This gets to the fear of change. It gets to the things looking and feeling not like they used to.
Right.
It gets to the uncertainty, the threat of the unfamiliar. It gets to those who maybe haven't traveled as much as others, those who aren't as open-minded about certain institutions, certain aspects of their life changing in ways that are maybe disquiet them just because they fear the unknown, when it's nothing but joyful. You know, don't pick up the phone and call ICE on Tim Anderson. You know, because then next thing you know,
because he's from Tuscaloosa.
What I'm saying is, I don't know if you saw that happened. And the next day, the woman who called ICE on the taco truck, and that's all it was a taco truck. And the next day, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people, mariachi bands and pinata celebrations and dancing and everything. There was a massive celebration in that same place just to say, this is okay. It's nice. It's fun. This is the baseball equivalent of tacos. Everyone loves tacos.
I agree that everyone does love tacos. And if you're watching that game yesterday, if you're a White Sox fan, I know that there are going to be some of the old people that are going to do this, but if you're a White Sox fan, in that moment, in the moment
that's
when he hits
yeah.
it, exactly, right. your reaction was the exact same. When you're like, yeah, Tim, let's go.
Yep.
And then you understand that there's probably going to be some stupid repercussion of it that tells me how that helps anyone.
It does.
Like, there's no actual baseball that it helps by doing it. And in the situation that the Royals did it yesterday was completely ridiculous.
Tie ball game. I mean, it's nonsense. That's you made it out. I said it earlier too, that the game does not need to be protected from joy. Like, that's just not something. Like, if Keller thinks he's throwing for a reason, if Yost or Swaim or whatever think they're doing something to protect the game, from what? That was fun, and your guy threw a bad pitch.
To protect it from popularity.
Yeah,
I
like what you said about the idea of exporting something and then recoiling at the version that returns to you. Why can't it be like rock and roll? Where, sure, it came out of the Mississippi Delta and it worked its way through Elvis and everything else, and then it goes to England. And when it comes back here in 1964, where people are like, oh, no, that's not real. That's not the way it's done. This isn't how it's supposed to be.
It evolved.
Yeah. It was the next thing.
We could have a nice long conversation about the appropriation aspect of it.
Different, and that's different story.
But yes, the more people that you're adding to it, the collective ends up being better. Like, it makes the thing
always,
better.
Always.
And I just, like, I know that, like, my teammates from high school and college are probably listening and going, who is this guy? And what happened to Dad? Because Dad was one of my nicknames.
Oh, man.
Wow.
Yeah. So look, it has been quite the 180 for me in this regard. I just think that after watching some baseball in other places, like I've seen baseball in Mexico, I've seen it in Nicaragua, I've seen it in Puerto Rico. What's the story you tell about Anthony Rizzo?
Oh, in winter ball.
In winter ball.
Yeah, I think John Baker wrote the story about...
That's right.
They literally stopped at a roadside stand so he could buy plastic jewelry just so he could spin it around his neck after he hit a home run.
And he told everyone he was going to pimp it.
Because his teammates told him he wasn't doing it enough. It's like, come on, man. Look where you are. Win in Rome.
And then you add some of that in, and then you get, in the case of Anthony or Bryce Harper... Like those guys, they have to then take that and go, guys, this is actually pretty great. Look how much fun it is. If we do it this way, we could have a whole lot of fun.
Right.
And play the game and play hard, because playing hard should be part of it. Like, that should be part of your joy. The fact that every other sport that we love, every other one of them. Think of a sport that you watch where there isn't celebration when you accomplish something good. You watch basketball, it is on every play. And that league is seeing incredible popularity right now. Mm-hmm. Football, the NFL had to acquiesce to the idea of, you know what, celebrations are kind of fun. We should probably do more of it, right? Hockey, even in hockey, when you do something great, you can celebrate it. Patrick Kane can do his little thing. He can do his Showtime thing after he scores a goal. We can dance and we can enjoy it. Soccer. You score a goal in soccer. What do? You run away from your teammates and you slide.
City has a
holiday. How about a golfer walking towards the hole as he knows the putt is going to fall as he takes the ball out and whips it into the crowd and
Tiger
pumps his
Woods
fist.
On 18 when he thought he had the birdie putt,
yep.
Flipped his putter.
Not even
Tiger
that.
Woods in golf at the Masters.
I love
did that.
How about spinning the club in your hand after you know you struck the ball just right? You hit it on the screws and you with that little twirl. The broadcast says he likes it. He clearly is pleased.
It's just some of this stuff with baseball is so ingrained that they need to learn. They've got to learn and adapt. And again, I think. Baseball as a whole, MLB itself has actually done that. Now that's got to filter down to the players and it's got to filter through. And I love what Tim Anderson said. He said, look, I've celebrated. I got the home run. I celebrated. That guy gets me out. He can celebrate too. And I'm okay with that. That's the way it should be. Have a little fun. Fly the arrow when you get somebody out. Because that would be the 2019 Lawrence reaction to that. Would have been, okay, I'm going to file that. I'm going to file your home run celebration. And then when I strike you out, I got something for you. Instead of then putting my team at a strategic disadvantage by doing something stupid and putting a runner on first base. And then we haven't even gotten to Joe West yet. Ridiculousness of Joe West and him throwing out Tim Anderson yesterday for no bleeping reason other than Tim Anderson has said that he thinks that Joe West is a bad umpire, which Joe West is.
But he's
when he's not calling ball and strikes.
He's objectively a bad umpire.
Correct.
We've seen the data.
He's not
on
very
it.
Good.
I'm just saying.
Well,
sounds like you got a day plan.
Yeah, I got some things to
go for it.
I would like to say. Gentlemen, thank you as always.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.